you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
What is up? What's good? What's going on? Welcome back to another episode of DX Daily, your new favorite podcast. Top 100 music commentary podcast on Apple Podcasts, if you didn't know. Just throwing that out there.
You know, we got to get our little accolades and our little recognition in, of course.
You know, if we don't celebrate us, who gonna celebrate us?
Right.
This podcast is brought to you by Hip Hop DX. And here is where we like to keep you up to date on everything that's going on in hip hop music culture. It's Tuesday and it's been an exciting past couple of days. Now, I guess Megan Thee Stallion and Young Miami said it's Pride, so why not just, you know, pop out here and kiss at a BET Awards after party. In that same vein, Diddy has praised Lil Nas X for kissing his male dancer during the Montero performance at the BET Awards. Then we have DaBaby, who's responding to Ludacris comparisons in a DX exclusive. And while we're on babies, Fat Joe has put it out there that no one is better than Lil Baby in this current generation. We'll debate it. Travis Scott has details on his upcoming album. We're going to do a quick recap on the Soulja Boy versus Bow Wow. And Lil' Kim wants to do a versus, and we'll tell you who she wants to do it with. Let's get down to it. Okay, so Megan Thee Stallion and Young Miami got real, real wild after the BET Awards. I guess they was, you know, high off the performances and was like, let's celebrate.
Yeah, they got wild and they got comfortable because the City Girls had hosted a 2021 BET Awards after party on that Sunday night, June 27th. And that's when Megan had pulled up to celebrate her big win, her big night. And there's a clip that's going viral that shows that Megan and Young Miami had locked lips during the party.
Yes. Salacious.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, and I saw the clip. It kind of looked like Young Miami was like, I don't really know if I want to do this or not. Oh. But I don't know. Megan looked like she wasn't really taking no for an answer.
But I mean, is that considered cheating? Because, you know, Young Miami is with, I guess, Southside, kind of.
And Megan is with Party.
Party. Is that cheating or is it just having fun?
I don't know. I have a hard time feeling like Party or Southside would care about that. Like,
yeah,
they
true.
Both seem like the type that wouldn't care. And is Miami still with Southside?
I don't know what she got going on or who she's involved with.
I told you, together today, not together tomorrow, back together on Tuesday.
It's so hard to keep up with
who
these
knows?
Celebs. Right.
In the vein of people kissing, though, Diddy has come out in support of Lil Nas X and his kiss that he shared with one of his background dancers at his BET Awards performance.
Yeah, we said in yesterday's podcast how Lil Nas X went all in with one of his male dancers after his performance. And after the clip started making its rounds of people who didn't catch it live on TV, Diddy reposted it and said Lil Nas X did that, be fearless.
Support. We love support.
But yeah, people think Diddy was supporting it supposedly because he's in the closet or down low, whatever you want to say. Because, you know, Diddy has mentioned things of like other celebs at his pool coming out all seductively. And people are like, we know you support it, Diddy. Like, come on. But
wow,
that's the internet for you.
Dang, why Diddy couldn't just be supporting him just to support him?
Right, like showing love. It is Pride Month and, you know, just showing love for Lil Nas X. And yeah, that's all Diddy was doing.
Hey, if you are in there, Diddy, you know, come out on your own time.
Yes.
If you're not in there, I'm sure Lil Nas thanks you for the support.
Of course, you know, even line that he's on. So, yeah.
Okay, keeping it on things that happened at the BET Awards. So, a few podcasts ago, we talked about how DaBaby was getting compared to Ludacris. Lil Duval let off a tweet. He had everybody debating on social media. We were even debating on the Hip Hop DX YouTube, on the podcast. It's been a split down the middle. Well, now DaBaby himself has responded to the comparisons, and none other than a Hip Hop DX exclusive. Shout out to our guy, Jeremy, holding things down out there at the BET Awards. Yes, we love to see it.
Big shout out.
The gang was definitely outside. Okay.
Yo, baby, what's, in terms of Lil Duval saying you're this generation's Ludacris?
Super inspired by Ludacris. Not only Ludacris, people like Busta Rhymes, Nelly, Eminem, 50 Cent. Everybody videos, they used to just be crazy coming up, man. So, you know, I definitely drew inspiration from not only Ludacris, but several other artists from previous generations, man. And, you know, I'm just bringing that new thing to the table this year. One of the only ones doing it, baby.
We need that collab between you guys.
It's coming.
Let's go.
The exclusive. Come on. Come on with the DX exclusive, Jeremy. Let's go.
We love that.
Now, there was a couple of different things, actually, to unpack here. We got a few things unpacked with that one short question. So, judging by that, he sees the comparison. So, mm-hmm. By that response, I feel like the baby does actually see the similarities. He admits that he was inspired by Ludacris. And he gave us a few other people that went into play with his inspirations for the creativity of his videos. And it makes sense, like, because Busta Rhymes had those same type of videos. All the people that he was naming. So, that was one thing. Then he said the collaboration is on the way. Ooh. So, that made me feel like some contact has already been made. Because social media has been debating this the past few days. Mm-hmm. So I feel like it's already cooking up. Like, I feel like either Luda or the baby reached out already. And you know, the baby's not afraid to reach back because he did the same thing with Ashanti. He had an interview speaking on, how he loved Ashanti. And then he reached out to Ashanti and then they wind up doing the baby song together.
Right. And even things of like when the baby came out and there was Little Baby and they came together and made the song Baby. So yeah. The baby is really like, he pays attention to a lot of things like that, where if social media is making mention of it or putting it like in the air, he kind of is like, well, that is a good idea. Let's go ahead and do something like that and kind of give the people what they want, or like people probably be excited for something like that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of this whole debate, though, so we did ask a YouTube community question about this since it has been such a hot topic on the internet. The post says a Twitter debate sparked after Lil Duval said the baby is this generation's Ludacris. Do you agree with the comparison? Does Luda get the respect he deserves in the game? Then these YouTube comments went crazy. Almost 2,000 comments about this, and they got some strong opinions on this.
Yeah, definitely. So like, we love the YouTube comments because y'all go in, y'all give y'all opinions, y'all don't hold back. So we love reading these comments. And I got one from Sam C. He says he's talking about his style. Luda did the big arms and characters like the baby did in Suge, etc. I don't think he's talking about the way they rap. More like their style of music videos was the biggest comparison that I saw early on when the baby started coming out.
Right. Yeah. And it's funny. I love that Lil Duval didn't expound on his tweet. So there's so many different interpretations of what he was actually talking about. Like, this is a good interpretation. Like, I don't know if he meant the raps or the music. He might just mean the videos and style.
Exactly.
So that's a good one. I saw one from Red Foreman. He said, I don't debate with children because y'all obviously ain't heard a single Luda track. No DaBaby song will ever be remembered after so long. Luda is a legend in the music and film industry. Wow.
Red felt heavy about that
He did. He felt very heavy about that one. And who's to say that DaBaby is not venturing into film and movies next? Like, that seems like probably a next step for him.
Exactly. Like, it's only a matter of time before, because DaBaby already acts in his music videos.
Right.
Might as well put him in front of like an actual film type of thing.
And some of his videos have been a short film.
Right. Exactly.
So I don't know, Red Foreman. You might have to wait and see on that one.
I got another comment from Billy Jack 85. He says, more like he's the Silk the Shocker of this generation. DaBaby couldn't hold a candle to Luda.
Not Silk the Shocker. Come wow.
On. Yeah.
Aiden Pellegrini says, I can see the comparison because they are kind of in the same lane of music, but Luda is way better. Also, how the F do you not know who Rocky or Rihanna is? They chiming in from whole other subjects from the past episode about ASAP Rocky and Rihanna getting denied at the club. God's Armor says he's not Luda. I would say more like Young Jeezy. God's Armor, we need you to expound on that one because, like, I don't get that. I don't get that one. Stylistically, aesthetically,
yeah,
with the bars, like, I don't really get Jeezy from DaBaby. Tell us more, God's Armor.
Yeah, I don't get that one at all, but maybe he's not, maybe he knows something that we don't know.
Des D says they for sure are a similar feel, but DaBaby and Nelly would be a better comparison career-wise, though.
I could see that.
That's one to think about. Okay, we got some good input here. Like that, I could see that one.
I got one from Khalil. He said this generation's Ludacris. He's not saying his music is the same or any of that, just talking impact-wise. I feel that too. The baby has definitely left the impact. Ludacris has definitely left the impact.
For sure.
So there's that comparison for sure.
Yeah, I think a lot of these people are sleeping on DaBaby's impact, since you brought up that word, impact. A lot of people are sleeping on these hits that he's had so far. They're sleeping on the creativity, and they think it's all pretty one-dimensional. But if you look a little bit closer, you'll see that he's got some versatility in him, too. Yeah. So I think once he starts to more commercialize the other side and the other different sounds he has, then people will see that it's not so much one sound, one type of beat, one flow. Like, it's not that. Like, there's more to DaBaby than they see. But the most successful part has been that one type of style. So they think that's all he can do.
Right. And it's like, if the formula works, then why kind of fix it type of thing?
Mm-hmm.
Because you had mentioned, I think we mentioned before on the podcast, where like DaBaby does have songs that were deep, like about his brother passing and things like that. So he has the versatility. It's just, are people actively paying attention to it and giving it a chance?
Right.
Is the thing.
No, because they want Suge. So he's giving them more Suge.
Exactly.
But I think he's going to branch out even more. He's going to continue to branch out. He's going to continue to push the envelope, because that's what he does.
Yeah, he has a long career ahead of him. So I'm still excited to see what the baby got up next. I'm not bored yet.
Nah, me either. Now, speaking of babies, Lil Baby got a big, big compliment from Fat Joe. Now, he put this opinion out there, and a lot of people have been debating this, too. He says that no one in this current generation is better than Lil Baby.
That is a big claim.
Listen, let me explain something to you.
The newer generation, they're embracing the money anthems as well.
The newer generation, there's nobody better than Lil Baby right now.
He's on fire.
There's nobody better than him. And we've seen all this. We, as hip-hop historians,
yes,
we saw when Lil Wayne emerged. We saw when Eminem emerged. And Lil Baby's in the lane by himself right now. It's sad, because the other night I'm with Khaled. We in Khaled's convertible Maybach. And he played three
Flex
records in there.
Yeah.
And they were three of the biggest artists of the time.
Yeah.
And he played one guy that's been winning for like 10 years straight. He played one guy. He played this group. Then he played that Lil Baby, and it sounded like, this guy's the best.
Wow.
Right now.
Ooh.
Yeesh.
Fat Joe, you're making a lot of sense there.
Yeah,
he
definitely
making
is.
A lot of sense. And even with the Wayne comparisons, I've been seeing a little bit of that too. Like, comparing this run that Lil Baby's on right now to the run Wayne had when he did like 70 something features in a year. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, if Lil Baby goes steps out there even more and starts working with more people, like, I could see that same thing happening for him. All Lil Baby has to do is step up his stage presence, step up the way he performs, and get his stage show production to another level, and he'll be right up there with it, honestly.
Yeah, I think so too. Stage presence and performance-wise is definitely big. You know, we have been on lockdown as an excuse as to why maybe just getting back into the swing of things and not been performing for a year, but I feel like, yeah, he has the lyrics, he has the talent is there, but being
right,
a superstar like Lil Wayne is, just a little rough around the edges, but he could definitely be in that top five very soon.
He can, and people have to realize this, Lil Baby started rapping less than 5 years ago.
Yeah.
When you talk about a Wayne, or you talk about a Kanye, other rappers, other superstars, Drake's, whoever, they have been doing this all their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Lil Baby started rapping like 3 years ago at the max.
Yeah.
And he's been able to do all of this in that short amount of time. So if he's able to really do some artist development, and he's learning as he goes, he's doing these shows, he's back on the road, he's about to go on tour with Lil Durk, like, so he's learning as he goes, and we're seeing it in real time, as opposed to seeing people after they've been doing this their whole childhood and their whole lives or whatever. So if we give Lil Baby some time to progress and he stays on this path, yeah, I definitely believe what Fat Joe was saying. He will be the best of this generation, this next generation.
Yeah, I think so too. And I just hope, like, Lil Baby is hearing these things of like him being the best and being like top five and like on the road to being like this legend and big rap icon. I hope that pressure doesn't like get to him in a sense, in a negative way, where he could be like, oh, I can't perform, or I can't prevail to the status that people want me to be on. I don't hope it gets to that, but I can imagine people are like saying he's the next generation or this generation's. I hope he can like not just go downhill or spiral downhill. I hope he just goes up, because he is young still. So
I hope not. not. I don't think he will, though. He's been sounding ready for it in his lyrics a little bit. Because even in one of these past few songs that he's put out, he said, I can see me taking the lead over to New School. So mm-hmm. I feel like he already has it in his mind that he's coming into this number one spot. I just hope he stays hungry. You can tell right now he's hungry. You can tell these past few years he's been hungry. Like, if he stays like that, I think he'll be fine.
Yeah, I hope so. I can see it from him. So, yeah.
Now, on to some new music, some new things that are cooking up. Mr. Astroworld himself has a new album that he's working on right now. It's going to be called Utopia.
So, yeah, Travis Scott was talking to WWD about the Cactus Jack line. And that's where he was saying how he's in this new album mode where it's psychedelic rock. So he put that the Utopia album is going to be like a psychedelic thing. And he says, so even just like the field of cactuses and mushrooms, you might get tripped out. So kind of that's all we got so far of like where he's going with it. But the psychedelic rock says like it's going to be trippy vibes.
I feel like Travis is like, all right, I have Astroworld Festival coming up. I want people to come there and get high on mushrooms, smoke weed, and be like hippies. And then that's the vibe he's trying to go for the album. That's what he's trying to give us. He's trying to create that experience. But to hear Travis say he's going to do rock, I'm like, okay, I'm ready to see how this sounds. And I'm ready to see who he partners with. Like, if he'll really get with some rock bands while he's creating this album.
Definitely. And even like when he dropped Astroworld, the features were hidden and you had to listen to it and you saw who was on it. Mm-hmm. So it'd probably be the same thing. So you wouldn't be able to see who's on it if they do drop the track list. You got to like listen and see, just like J. Cole did with his last album, Off Season. So,
all right. You telling us everything but the date, Travis. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
All right. Now, off of that, we didn't recap this yesterday because we were recapping the BET Awards, but the Versus battle went down this weekend. Big Draco versus Shad Moss, aka Bow Wow.
Yes.
And I gotta say, Bow Wow showed improved.
Look at you.
Bow Wow came and showed improved.
Coming over to the good side, Asia. That was Bow Wow's side. I told you he was gonna.
You know what it is?
What's up?
No, the battle was super, super close to me personally, but Bow Wow, I forgot how much of a showman he is. Yes. Like, all that time on hosting 106 in Park really just came back to him like clockwork. Bow Wow came to put on a show. Soulja came to, you know, be fun and be Soulja, be Big Draco. Bow Wow came to put on a show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, performance was definitely on Bow Wow's side during the verses.
Bow Wow was treating that like it was the Millennium Tour. Like, he was like, no games on this. He pulling out all the stops. His breath control was there when he was really rapping. He was in shape performance-wise. Soulja seemed like, you know, he do a couple shows here and there, but he be chilling for the most part.
Yeah.
That's what his performances were giving. But the back and forth between those two was just so hilarious to see. It was so lighthearted, so fun. Mm-hmm. And just to see them clowning on each other back and forth. Bow Wow making fun of Soulja. Soulja playing songs 3 different times.
Right.
Bow Wow clowning him for it, acting sleep. Like, it was just fun, man. It was a fun battle.
Yeah, it was definitely a fun battle. And they both brought out some big names on each of their song performances. Bow Wow had brought out Omarion, and then Soulja Boy brought out Romeo.
And that was petty too. You gotta love Big Draco, man.
Yeah, for him to be the one to bring out Romeo was pretty funny. But Romeo did end up, you know, saying some good words to Soulja Boy and Bow Wow, and giving all 3 of them flowers, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a good moment to see. And then I had saw where Sammy did say he was supposed to come, but he had a prior obligation because he was going to do Kiss Me Through the Phone for Soulja Boy and also Hardball on Bow Wow's side.
Oh, yeah, that would have been so cool.
I know. So, yeah.
The guest features was a big highlight for me. Also, Soulja Boy being the first artist ever to play a song 3 times in a versus battle. Making history yet again. I mean, you gotta love Big Draco. If it's one thing he's gonna do, he's gonna create a historic moment. He's gonna be the first to do something.
I'm surprised they let that slide. Like, cause someone was telling me he dropped the Make It Clap like a bunch of remixes like 3 times.
Hey, it's a different song. It's the same song, but it's a different song.
But did Bow Wow put up a different song each time? Or
Bow Wow skipped Soulja Boy's turn on one round. He played 2 songs back to back.
Oh, okay.
And Soulja Boy was really upset about that. Soulja Boy was like, cut it off. Bow Wow paid him no mind, continued to perform, and then they continued to roast each other on from there. But the thing about this versus that I love the most, I thought it really showcased how much of an impact these two guys had on music just by who was in the comment section and who chimed into this battle.
A lot of celebrities were in the comments, you know, saying their favorite songs and like kind of picking sides as well, and kind of giving also their flowers in the comment section as well. So it was a very diverse crowd.
And what it was for me too, Soulja Boy was able to get that drop, that remix from Nicki, which she made specifically for the Versus battle. Yeah. You can tell because she's like saying things about Bow Wow in the Make It Clap remix. She's like, you doing a Bow Wow challenge on a private jet and such, like Shad Moss. You can tell Soulja hit her up and was like, hey, Nicki, could you do this? And Nicki actually did it. And I saw so many pictures going around on the internet from back in the day, like Nicki Minaj and Soulja Boy hanging out. Nicki Minaj, Soulja Boy on Ustream. So you can tell Nicki really has a genuine love for Soulja Boy. And that just goes to show how long he's been impacting music. Mm-hmm. And then the same thing on the side of Bow Wow. Like Bow Wow was playing songs with Snoop Dogg to Omarion to Ciara to a bunch of people that were chiming in the comments. He actually had songs with them. So it just goes to show how much these guys have really impacted music.
Yeah, it was a very good versus battle for sure. When a lot of people are like versus is kind of getting old or played out, I think this one kind of like brought it back to life in a sense because it was so well needed and well put together.
Definitely gave a little new life to the versus battle. And while we were on the subject of Nicki chiming in, so at the BET Awards, Lil' Kim was asked who she would do a versus battle with. DJ Envy asked her, he was like, would you do a versus battle? And if so, who would you do it with? And guess who she said?
Yeah, Lil' Kim says she is down to do a versus battle with Nicki Minaj.
No hesitation either. She said it quick. She didn't even have to think when she was asked the question. Mm-hmm. He was like, who would you do the versus battle with? She was like, Nicki.
Easily. There,
Nicki
there it is.
Minaj, Nicki the Ninja, Nicki the Harajuku Barbie. Like, right. This would be so crazy. And you know they've had this beef over the years. People took sides. It was a whole thing. So for Lil' Kim to say that, I feel like it's kind of a extending an olive branch slash burying the hatchet slash Nicki is still hot right now.
Yeah.
And Lil' Kim, she's of course a legend, but I feel like she would kind of gain more out of it in this situation. So it would be symbiotic. It would show that Nicki's like made peace with a legend, and it would also give Kim more new life than she's already getting. So it would be a great thing to see, honestly. Old school, new school coming together, had beef, burying the hatchet. Like, it would be a great thing for the culture, I think.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see like Nicki Minaj in that space as well as Lil' Kim in that space. But I saw some comments where they feel like Lil' Kim should go up against Foxy Brown.
No, Foxy doesn't have the hits. Sorry. She doesn't have enough. She has a few. She doesn't have enough to go with Lil' Kim. No other female rapper could go against Nicki Minaj other than Lil' Kim. And no other female rapper could go against Lil' Kim other than Nicki Minaj. Even those two separate eras. And the only reason why I feel like it won't happen is because if you look at all of the past versus battles, it's people who's, I won't say their career is over because they're legends. Like, they're always going to have a career. They're always going to have this reverence in the culture. But people who are still actively killing it in music, we haven't really seen any of them do a versus battle.
Yeah, that is true.
Like, as far as artist wise, now when they were doing the DJs and the beat makers, songwriters, them, yeah, they're still out here working, killing it in music. Mm-hmm. But as far as everybody else, it's like legends that already have that catalog and they're not really still being an artist. Like, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, it makes complete sense.
It's like the unsung of of live entertainment battles. Like, it's for people whose legend status is cemented and they're kind of in the second act, third act, however many act of their career. It's not for people that are like still in the game, if that makes sense.
Yeah, like if it's the same as if Nicki were to do like an E! True Hollywood story right now, it's like her story is still being written. Like, it's not done. It's nowhere close to being done. So that is a good point.
And that's not to say Lil' Kim's story is done. Like, she's still making music, but it's a different status. Mm-hmm. It's like a retired NBA player versus a player who's still in the league right now. Like, yeah, you a legend and we know you can ball, but I'm still doing this.
Exactly.
Not quite sure it would happen, but I would love to see it.
Yeah, I'd definitely love to see that too. So hopefully something happens.
We shall see, but that is going to conclude today's episode of DX Daily. As always, subscribe to this podcast on all platforms, wherever you're listening to your podcast at. And make sure you subscribe to the Hip Hop DX YouTube channel, which is Hip Hop DX.
And be sure to follow us on all of our social medias, like our Instagram and our Twitter at HipHopDX.
Yep, you can follow us too at Asia Sky is what I am on all platforms.
And I'm at A-Dub on everything.
Oh, and we'll see you tomorrow with more daily news.
See ya.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.